Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, February 29th, 2016.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You sound like you've got a cold.
Just a bit. Just a bit, but I'm dedicated.
You watch the Oscars, though?
Of course I did. I couldn't miss that.
Yeah, so we'll spend most of our time now talking about the Oscars. There's really nothing else happening in the world, is there?
No, not when the Oscars are happening.
Yeah. You watch it on TV, or did you watch it online, like streaming?
No, I watched it on TV. I was, like I said, I was sick all day Sunday. Mm-hmm. So I laid in bed with my ginger ale and my kids and watched the Oscars. It was nice. We watched the pre-show. We watched the whole thing.
It's too long of a day, isn't it? Because, I mean, they start, like, at 2 p.m., and then they go straight through to, like, 9 our time.
They do. They're partying all day, pretty much. But, yeah. You know, like I said, I had nowhere to go, so I watched most of it, for the most part. I don't think I've ever done that before, but it was cool. It was cool seeing the inside of the stadium, or whatever you call it, Dolby Place.
Yeah.
Before the show started, before it was all full.
Mm-hmm.
The pre-show was pretty cool.
You missed Joan Rivers? Because I read a tweet from someone saying that they really missed her.
Well, who couldn't? She was always the best on the red carpet. These people they have on the red carpet now, like, they're not horrible, but they're not the most entertaining.
Yeah, I didn't really watch it until 5:30 when it started, so I because I was out for most of the day. But, I mean, who do they have usually? They get Ryan Seacrest, Ben Mulrooney. He's doing that too, right?
Yeah, Ben Mulrooney. Was he doing that? I don't know. I didn't see him.
Yeah, I don't know. But
but Ryan Seacrest was there. What's that lady from, oh, God, Lara Spencer? Lara Spencer, yeah.
The whole Good Morning America people were there.
Exactly.
Michael Strahan.
Yeah. That's exactly.
Robin Roberts,
that's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
So all of them were there. So that was cool, but yeah, not the most, like, Michael Strahan, he's not bad, he's kind of funny.
Yeah, he's very charming, I have to say. I've seen him on, I don't watch Kelly Lee and Michael or whatever the name of the show is.
No, neither do I.
But, you know, he's quite a personality on TV, and the two of them together are great.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know if it's Kelly or if it's everybody else, but maybe she's just a good people person.
Yeah, and with him, there's a great chemistry between the two of them that
it just works.
And I think they're much better together than she was with Regis.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah,
they're more on the same level.
The same age and things like that, right? Yeah,
for sure.
These films that were nominated for Oscars, did you have ones that you were rooting for, say?
Well, you know, I think the only thing I was really rooting for was The Revenant, which I hadn't even seen, but I've seen, you know, makeup, I've seen the hair, which are, you know, two important things to me, hair and makeup, of course.
And for people listening, it's not because, you know, you're interested in it, but you studied this and you did that. Yeah.
Yeah, that is my background, so I, yes, not just because, yeah. But that is my background, so I'm always interested to see, especially in the Oscars, to make it as a makeup artist and hairstylist in the to the Oscars, pretty big deal. So I was waiting for things like that, and I knew that the special effects in The Revenant, from what I had seen, were pretty amazing. So I was really rooting for them, but it looks like, it looks like Mad Max really took it home.
Yeah, they won six Oscars, I think.
At least.
Yeah, and, I mean, I saw Revenant and I saw Spotlight, and I thought Revenant was a good film. It was not my favorite film of the year. I like Spotlight because it's journalism and it's actually very well acted. So I was very pleased that Spotlight won. I didn't pick Spotlight in my pool. I picked Revenant. And I guess the other one that I lost at was Sylvester Stallone for Best Supporting Actor. I'd picked him, but it went to someone else.
It did. Yeah, a lot of surprises tonight, but overall, just so happy for Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, you know, Oscar? Yeah, I mean, I'm he's not one of my favorite actors, but, you know, he's not bad.
I love him.
Really?
I think he's amazing.
Okay.
And not just because he's beautiful, but I think he's actually a good actor.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm trying to think of a movie where I thought, man, that was really great. And I can't really, I mean, Titanic, he was okay. Wolf of Wall Street, was he was okay.
No, I'm thinking like Basketball Diaries or What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Those were good, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like those movies. Those are like, Jesus, What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Like, come on, Neil. Really?
Yeah.
Whole other level there. He got ripped off then. He should have won an Oscar for that performance.
It was nominated and lost, yeah.
Yeah, but so he finally won, and that was, it was nice. It's great to see.
You know, I'm not
happy for him.
Yeah, I'm not a Lady Gaga fan, but
as a
musical performer, she's excellent.
Oh, she's amazing.
And after that piece that she did with all those victims of abuse and assault,
yeah.
I thought that was amazing. And she had Vice President Biden introduce her, and you know,
I know, she was
Yeah, she was the shoe-in, and she lost.
She was great. I mean, she lost to Sam Smith. Which is probably
the worst James Bond song, people say.
Apparently, he says he didn't even like it himself.
Huh.
My daughter told me, because I'm not up to those.
I think whatever. I've heard that too, yeah.
Yeah, apparently he didn't like the song himself, but he won. And what better honor, really, to win up against Lady Gaga.
I mean, and The Weeknd.
And The Weeknd, and I mean, I'm sure it's no sweat off Gaga's back. She just won a Grammy.
Yeah. But I thought that was a very powerful performance, and then she had all those victims behind her.
Yeah, no, it was moving. It was a great performance. You could tell, even when she was singing and doing it, she was like, she just had so much emotion in her. You could really feel that through the song and through her playing. It was great.
And apparently her co-writer on that, Diane Warren, she has been nominated, I think, 8 times for Oscars for Best Song or Music or whatever, and she's never won. And so I think that was one of the reasons that people said that they would win tonight or last night was because Diane Warren
has not won.
Yeah, but
right.
I guess not.
Well, next time.
But no, it was a fun show, and I guess the star of the night really was Chris Rock, wasn't he?
Oh, was he not? He's hilarious.
And that was such a brilliant monologue.
I just kept, like, it was great. I knew he would do well.
Yeah.
But, you know, what was your favorite part of his monologue?
Oh, I mean, you know, when he's talking about race.
Can you pick just one?
No, you can't. Yeah, and it, I mean, I think the message for people listening, young people too, about race, and even though he does it in a funny way, I mean, he's just emerged after last night as, you know, I mean, he's up there with Louis C.K.
Oh, Jesus. And Louis, oh my God, he was his little.
Oh, when he presented? Yeah, that was
hilarious.
Great, yeah. There was a lot of pressure on Chris Rock to perform, and I think he exceeded those expectations, didn't he?
Oh, for sure. I think he did an excellent job. He was on point, he was prepared, and he hit every issue that could have been hit. He addressed every elephant in that room, right?
Well, I tweeted last night that I think the white people put him up to taking out Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Was that not so funny?
Yeah, I mean, it was great, but I mean, it seemed...
It was great, but it was kind of true, right? It's like me getting an invitation to Rihanna's panties.
Yeah.
I wasn't invited. Oh,
yeah.
I thought that was, that, you know, shots were definitely fired.
And then Jamie Foxx, I guess, did the same thing a couple weeks ago when he had a hashtag act better with regards to Will Smith.
But, you know, and then, you know, there's a lot to be said. Like Kerry Washington was saying, there needs to be a voice there, right? So if you guys are all banning it, who will be your voice? There needs to be somebody.
I don't think they're banning it. I think they're just...
Well,
you know,
they're protesting against it.
Oh, okay, I see. I see what you're talking about. I thought you were referring to the Academy. Okay, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Right? So, it's whatever. But Chris did an amazing job. I thought it was interesting when Stacey Dash came out. Like, what the hell happened there?
Well, she had said ban Black History Month, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to look up who she was, because I know her from Fox News.
What, you don't know her from Clueless?
No, I mean, I knew she was an actress and that she was on Fox News from time to time. But I didn't know anything else about her.
Oh, yeah, she's from Clueless.
Yeah, and so she comes out, and yeah, I thought that was a surprising
was
moment
that
as well.
Was that weird?
Yeah.
It was weird.
I mean, I thought it was an actress at first. I didn't think that it was actually Stacey Dash.
I thought it was an actress at first.
Yeah. Do you think, though, what Chris Rock said will change anything in society, in Hollywood, maybe?
You know what? It may not change it, but it might get the conversation started, and it might open a lot of eyes to what the reality is in Hollywood.
But it in homes across the United States and wherever people are watching this show, do you think that they'll look at?
I don't know. Will people get it? I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
If everybody will get the same message. But it's still something that needed to be said. And I think it puts at least that little seed in people's minds. It's, again, the conversation. Maybe that's the conversation you have with your family while you're watching it. I know, you know, my daughter and I talked a bit about it while it was on, but, I mean, she already knows about the Oscar so white, and, mm-hmm. you know, and it's real. It is what it is. I mean, you're seeing it, and like somebody else said, this shouldn't just be for, you know, the whites. It's the Asians. It's the Latinos. It's the blacks. It's, you know, everybody.
Yeah, and let's not forget, too, you know, they had a Pakistani, and apparently, I didn't know this, she's from Canada.
Yeah.
She won an Oscar, and then there was the Indian fellow who won for the Amy Winehouse documentary, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Chileans who won the one of the short film. So it was not, and then, of course, Iñárritu, who won Best Director the second year in a row from Mexico. He's won Best Director, so it's not so white, and I think, I don't know, but I mean, if you think about it, the guy from Creed, he should have been nominated, people say.
Yep.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan,
yeah.
So. There's a lot, maybe, that should have, and I mean, and I'm sure Will, I haven't even seen the movie that Will Smith did, but I mean.
I've seen the trailers, and from the reviews that I've read, it's some of the best acting he's done.
Really?
But, I mean, you know, I mean, what do you have to really look at in terms of his acting?
I was going to say.
Fresh, like, Prince of Bel-Air. And
I mean, like, you know, like what, like Chris said, it's unfair that he made $20 million for Wild Wild West. I'm still pissed off about that, too. That was a horrible movie. I remember having to watch that on a ride. I think I was coming back from Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
and Wild Wild West was on, and I was like, I'm going to sleep. No, thank you. You got $20 million for that garbage. But, you know, whatever. But, again, yes, what are we comparing it to? That was his best since what?
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way, it was a good show.
Yeah, it was a very competitive year, and if you look at the nominees, you can't say there was an acting nominee that was amongst the 20 nominees. That didn't deserve to be there.
Oh, no, for sure. They all deserve to be there, they all deserve to be there, and I'm really happy for all the winners. It was a good show. It was very entertaining. I think Chris really made it for what it was worth, and all the skits that they had in between.
Yeah.
Just, you know, if not for the controversy, would it be this funny?
Probably not. No, I don't think so. The other thing, too, that I mean, the monologue was so good. And it's one of the best in, I think, the history of the Oscars, and I've seen most of them, that it sort of, I mean, his role after that really was not, I mean, there wasn't anything, he couldn't top that. And so I think that's the show felt like it dragged on.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
I know, an hour and a half into it, I was, you know, I wish that Downton Abbey was on tonight or something like that. You know?
No, I was kind of like, okay, I think I'm done now. I was really just waiting for Leo's big moment.
Yeah. And it did get political. I mean, DiCaprio talked about global warming. Rick, is that his name? No, Adam McKay. He was talking about big banks.
Yep, big banks and voting. Basically, make sure you vote for the right guy.
Yeah, there were shots at Trump and.
I don't know, and you know what? These people, they are, I guess, somewhat very influential. And if they get those 30 seconds, or if you're Leo, you get about 2 minutes up there to speak, use it for what it's worth. Put out a good message. All your thank yous, great. Those are great. But I really appreciate those messages that they put out there, and especially Leo, about global warming is real, and it is real, and it is happening. And people need to stop ignoring what, you know, much like the race issues, stop ignoring what's really happening here. And start addressing. Stop procrastinating.
Yeah, the other thing that I didn't like about the show was the crawl with the thank yous, because the people ended up thanking those same people anyway. So.
You know, did that? It drove me crazy. So they put the crawls on the bottom, right?
Yeah.
These people thank these people, and then they still go up there and thank the same people and get cut off.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you've said your thank yous. We're reading them right now. So just say something else that's important and move along.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a long show anyway. Just who cares, right?
Are those crawls new?
That's yeah, that new, that right? came in this year, yeah.
That's weird.
The producers wanted that because they felt that they would take less
time.
Yeah, but I mean, people ended up taking the same amount of time.
How much time do people get up there? 30 seconds?
45 seconds.
It is 45.
Yeah. But maybe they cut it down to 30 this year, thinking that they could. But
if you notice, Leo had a lot of time up there. I wonder if they were.
Yeah,
and
then they cut off the director, who Alejandro Iñárritu.
Yeah.
You know, he had a very powerful message too about
the indigenous.
Yeah, the indigenous and minorities and the sort, and
right.
They were playing him off.
Yeah.
But they weren't going to play off the big stars, of course.
Oh, God, no. They weren't going to play off Leo. That's just crazy.
But, I mean, you go back, the show, not last year, but the year before, I think it was, when 12 Years a Slave won, and you had Matthew McConaughey, you had Lupita Nyong'o, Matthew McConaughey's co-star, Jared Leto.
Oh, right, yep.
Jennifer Lawrence, even in that, no, it wasn't Jennifer Lawrence that year. It was someone else. They had marvelous speeches, you know, and they're beautiful speeches, and they didn't have the pressure that was on the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
On this year's show,
I find it rude.
Yeah.
I find it rude. They do it on all the award shows. I just find it tacky.
But there's stuff that they can cut out rather than say. You know, rather than say rush the speeches, because I think the speeches are the best parts.
Well, they are.
Yeah, and they're very human moments, right?
Usually maybe the only human moment that we'll see in the show that's not scripted, that is, right?
Yeah. So next year, do you think we'll see more minorities nominated?
We'll see if more minorities are cast in some good roles. Maybe we will. I hope so.
Because the hashtag #OscarsSoWhite, that's been 2 years now. And
yeah, we'll see. You know, now we got this. The president of the
Academy?
The Academy Awards is a black female.
Yeah.
I don't know if that has any bearing on anything.
Well, it obviously hasn't, because the last 2 years have been pretty white, the nominees. So.
Okay, so... I don't know that it'll make a difference.
But she wants to change the membership and only have active members rather than, say, older white members.
Okay,
you know?
So that might change things up a bit.
Yeah.
These movies nominated, though, I don't disagree that they were great movies. I found it interesting, though, that they still used a lot of clips from Straight Outta Compton, and it was not nominated.
It was nominated for one Oscar.
I think it was like, what the hell was that?
Best screenplay.
Screenplay?
And all of the nominees were white.
Yes.
Oh, and then they ended the show with Fight the Power.
Yeah, which I thought was very interesting.
Over the credits, yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you? So you were watching the show from the afternoon into the evening. The fashion, was there anything that stood out for you?
Oh, Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
I thought her dress was amazing.
Yeah.
And her, she was just, her dress was perfect, and she didn't have too much bling on, so that was nice. Lady Gaga, her pantsuit was, I love that. Let me see. Who else can I
think? I found, because I'm a guy, but the Chris Rock's tuxedo, I wondered what those lapels were.
Oh, yeah.
I found that odd to look at.
It's funny. I thought the same thing. It was interesting looking. Was there anybody? I felt like there was somebody else wearing a suit like that there.
Yeah, probably all the men were wearing.
But yeah, those lapels were weird. Yeah. They were just flat and square.
Yeah, they look like plastic hanging off of them.
But what did you think of, what's the little guy's name?
Oh, Jacob Tremblay?
No. Kevin Hart.
Oh, Kevin Hart. Oh, yeah, he had a fancy-looking tuxedo,
yeah. You see his suit?
Yeah.
That was quite dapper. He was proudly showing that off at the pre-show.
Yeah, I didn't, I mean, it's not something I'd wear, but no, I mean, it fits him because he's sort of a wacky guy. Sure.
Well, he's a little guy, and
yeah.
Little guys can get away with that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would look the same on anybody else, but he rocks it. He's cool, so it works for him.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, Chris Rock's right. All the guys pretty much look the same, so can't really say much about their outfits. I guess he was saying something like they've been told now to ask the women more. Ask them more, other than what they're wearing.
What they're wearing, yeah. That's Amy Poehler started that, because Amy Poehler said that, you know, that's all women were asked was what they were wearing and nothing about, you know, whatever else needed to be asked about.
I don't know what else needs to be asked.
Well, they ask men all kinds of stuff, right? I mean, you know.
Well, like you said, because they all wear pretty much the same shit, so they got a lot more time to talk about other things. But women, yeah, like, honestly, we want to know what they're wearing.
But I find it odd, though, that women would want to know what they're wearing. It's not like something that they're going to wear themselves.
Exactly.
I mean, does it really matter if it's designed by whoever? I mean, whatever name the designer is to you?
To me, not really. There's some actors, actresses, you know, that wear, you know, only wear Michael Kors or only wear a certain designer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a given. I know that sometimes Lady Gaga will wear, she wears a lot of Michael Kors outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me personally, I like Michael Kors. So it's always interesting to see what they can create, you know, outside of their regular label, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's just nice to see how creative these designers can get. But again, that's, you know, kind of up my... in my alley of hair and makeup, and the whole thing kind of goes together. I'd never be able to afford a Michael Kors gown, but we all have dreams, right?
I wear Michael Kors ties from time to time, and I have a few of them, and I quite like them.
Yeah. Good,
they're very, actually, they're very well made compared to other brands, I must say.
It is. Yeah.
Before we wrap up, just the plug coming up on the website, later today, my interview with Van City Buzz's Farhan Muhammad. He came in on Saturday to my office here at home, and we had a lengthy chat on that website, and I know a lot of people
right.
have been paying attention to their going on, a lot of haters and the sort, and so he, I must commend him for coming in and addressing all the stuff that we talked about, so that's coming up.
I hear it was a great interview, so I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah, so I'll talk to you next week, and
well, next week I want you to watch Fuller House. Well, I want you to watch that this week.
Yeah, the new Full House, I guess, reboot, right?
Yeah.
You watched that this weekend?
I did.
Yeah.
I watched all 13 episodes.
Yeah, I don't know if I can watch all 13. I'll watch one or two, and then we'll talk about it next week.
Oh, you can do it. You got to watch at least three.
Yeah.
I know everybody will love it.
I'm still waiting for them to reboot Urkel. Or what was it called? Family Matters.
Yeah, Family Matters. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, Netflix so white, so.
So we'll see. We don't know.
Yeah.
But we'll wait for it.
I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, I'll talk to you next week. That's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, February 29th, 2016.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Lanta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 7 days.